Kia ora koutou, nau mai, haere mai ki te whare kōrero o te hiku o te ika. Silencing Science. It's a big topic at the moment, a book that has been brought out by Dr. Sean Hendy, and luckily enough we have him in the whare kōrero with us today. Hello Sean, how are you today?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
What inspired you to write such a revealing book?
Yeah, it really came from my experiences as a, you know, working as a scientist and who talks to the public quite a bit, and I've gotten to know other scientists and seen some of the difficulties they've had, and you know, talking to the media, you know, sometimes getting entangled with politicians and arguments with politicians, and then occasionally getting caught up with you know, businesses trying to undermine them. So it's something that I've been sort of watching for a couple of years. And so I thought it was time that I put pen to paper and tried to explain what was going on, partly to encourage more scientists to just sort of, you know, show them why it's important that there's more of us out there doing it, but also so that the public is supportive of what's going on.
So for everyone out there that doesn't know what Silencing Science is all about, can you give us a brief description on what the book's about?
Yeah, so it's about the things that discourage scientists talking to the public. I mean, you know, your average scientist goes into work every day, goes into their lab, you know, does a few experiments, probably has to do some paperwork, and then goes home in the evening. And they're not typically out there in the media. I mean, we do hear from scientists in the media from time to time, but for the most scientists, they're not doing that. And I wanted to find out why, because actually, science is really important to how, you know, we understand the world and how we make decisions about things in society. And so I wanted to see more scientists out there doing it. And so I wanted to sort of understand the things that were stopping them from doing that.
And in the book, it talks a bit about having science being silenced by, we'll call them the powers that be, and having some of those things kind of pushed aside and not seen by the public. So have you ever been approached personally to be a person in a position to kind of silence the facts that science has brought forward?
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly had people come to me and say, look, they wanted to get, you know, there's some science that they want to get out there, and they're finding it difficult to get that to the public. I mean, I think in particular our Crown Research Institutes, organisations like AgResearch and NIWA, you know, they're run as businesses. I mean, although the government owns them, they're run as businesses essentially, and so they have really strict media policies. And so, you know, scientists aren't free to go out and just talk to the public. And when the media call, they often have to work through communications managers. You know, the media can't talk directly to the scientists in the organisation. And so what can happen is that, you know, the science doesn't get out there. The public never finds out about the science, and we're the poorer for it.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And the thought of having so much science and so many facts hidden from the public eye is quite a scary thought when we think about how much weight we put on the science that is available to the public and the things that are accessible, to think that there might be another world of science out there that isn't as easily accessed. To your knowledge, are there any positive Māori scientifically based facts out there that we don't have access to as Māori?
I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, really, really good Māori scientists now. And I think probably we're going to see more Mataranga Māori being used and being out there communicated. But probably, just like Pākehā scientists, right, they're not always comfortable with talking to the media. They're not always publicising their work as much as they could. And so I think, again, you know, Māori scientists have to be out there communicating with the public and talking to the media.
Definitely. I couldn't agree with you more. Doctor, how can the public access facts that they might want to find out should there not be as much media attention to the science? Are we able to still access this information?
Actually, it's pretty hard. We can, you know, most scientists do publish their work So they'll publish it in scientific journals, and Māori scientists will do that as well. But actually, the public usually have to pay for these. So, you know, typically you might have to pay $30 for a scientific article. And you kind of don't know quite what you're buying, right? When you're looking at science, you might have to look at, you know, 20 to 30 articles to really find the one that is the right one, that, you know, that has the information you need in it. And that, you know, that can be hundreds of dollars. So at the moment, you know, that science is not really acceptable to your average member of the accessible to average member of the public. And so it really, you know, scientists have a responsibility to be getting out there and sharing that that science much more freely. And I think over time, I think there's a movement within the science community to try and make their science freely accessible. But at the moment, a lot of it isn't.
Thank you so much. Look, the feeling that I get around it is that we're employing more scientists and more scientific facts to get out there and to be more accessible to the public. And we can see a big need of it in our communities, and a lot more of our everyday people are looking for these scientific facts to kind of put two and two together, because it's the world that we live in now. So I'd really appreciate your work, this book, and how can we find your book, and where can we buy it, and how can we find readings on it?
Yeah, so it's published by Bridget Williams Books. So you can go online and order it, and they'll mail it out to you. And I think it should be in bookstores as well. Or you know, available on Amazon if you're into to reading the ebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us in Te Hiko o Te Ika. And thank you for everything that you're doing for us everyday people looking for answers in science.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi nui. Tēnā koutou katoa e mātakitaki mai nei. Atu i te wharekoro o Te Hiko o Te Ika. Ko mātou tēnei e pāpāho ana i enei kaupapa nui o te wā. Ko te ao pūtai au e hōma. Hoki mai ki te wharekorero o Te Hiko o Te Ika.